Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is absolutely a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. We have chosen this year to not to live our lives by default, but to live our life by God's design. Today we are continuing a prophetic conversation about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. At this time, most of us have already crossed over into 2014, and we are talking with the anointed prayer general, Reverend Pat Allen, the founder of Prayer Shield International, an anointed apostle, prophet of God that has led the way in breaking up fallow ground and giving birth to the new things of God in the lives of so many of God's ministry leaders and the people of God across the globe. Today, we want to be mindful that we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are called to show forth the praises of God that has given us a great responsibility in the landscape of our lives. And so with this in mind, I want to welcome Reverend Pat Allen to the Voice of Destiny Show. And Pat, I want to thank you for being with us here today and ask you to welcome God's people, but also share with us your story, the story that made you to be recognized throughout the globe as a prayer general that God uses to bring about change and transformation in the lives of people. Welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hopp. I am honored to come before the mercy seat of the Lord on behalf of the body of Christ and to stand in agreement with his word from Genesis to Revelation, because everything that God has promised for his people shall come to pass. All of his promises are yea and amen. And all I do is agree with God on a daily basis. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come in earth just as it is in heaven. So as long as we stay in agreement with God, everything that he has destined for us shall come to pass.
Well, tell us your story. I mean, you have been such a woman of prayer. I mean, you've had many prayer assignments that have just taken you to places in God and dimensions in God that it just baffles the mind. But how is it that how did God introduce prayer to you?
Amen. Well, you know, Dr. Hopp, when you and I first met, we met in Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C., and I was over the international prayer section that hosted the hotel where for Promise Keepers, March on Washington, men that were coming to pray. And this particular prayer room was to be filled with intercessors or men and leaders who were of other nations. And it is so awesome to know that God speaks in so many different languages.
This is true.
Not just English, not just American, not just because someone's from Venezuela or from Pakistan or, you know, God created everything. For the word even said that the earth would be filled with the glory and the knowledge of God. So one of the things that I have to go back to as my mentor was a grandmother who absolutely taught me how to submit to the Lord. And it wasn't submitting to, like, you better go to church with me or else. It was because of her love relationship with the Father. And as I began to see with all the oppression and all of the opposition that she not only faced, but as I saw the mothers in Zion faced on a daily basis, not just a child, and I was observing this, unsaved husbands, unsaved children. And then I began to see even men of Zion when they would have rebellious sons and how they would come, as the old folks would say, get on the mourner's bench and travail before God for their souls. And I began to see the spirit of intercession, how it shifted families, how it shifted communities and cities. And I longed to be in a passionate relationship with a creator who could bring such dynamic change and do it all through love. I had to drink from that cup.
Well, you know, for many people, they're in environments of prayer. They go to church, they pray. They pray for their meals. They pray for people in their family when they're in crisis. But for the average believer, I find for them the prayer is a mystery to them. They don't really know if it works or how it works or how to get it to transform their lives. Help us to understand what prayer is. And certainly we know prayer isn't just asking for a bunch of stuff. But what has God shown you over the years that prayer really is to us as priests and believers in the kingdom of God?
Amen. Well, you know, it's about our relationship. You know, I remember oftentimes people would say, you know, well, why does God answer your prayers? Well, I think when I talk to God, I expect him to be my father. There's no way that I have two sons, and both are football coaches and educators. And I have three granddaughters. And if they sit grandmama, grandmama all day long and I not respond, they're going to come to this one conclusion. Either I'm deaf or I don't love them. And there's no way that we can be in a love relationship with God and call his name over and over and speak to him and he not speak back. There's no way that he can love us and not supply our needs. The Bible says that he would not give us stone for bread. There's no way if my granddaughter says, I'm thirsty, and I give her a cup of dirt, I'm going to give her water. I'm going to quench her thirst. We've got to see God in the spirit because the word of God says God is a spirit.
Wow.
And those that worship him must worship him not in the natural, but in spirit and in truth. We're dealing with a God who is not like man. He is not flesh. He is a spirit. So if we can get more sensitive to the spiritual things, then we'll begin to understand that the atmosphere is filled with the Spirit of God.
So expectations.
And we'll begin to, my expectations is not of anything in the natural. It is always in the Spirit.
And our expectation affects the potency of our prayers. You know,
go to church. I don't care who's preaching. You know, people go to hear a great speaker so that they can be fed, you know, the highs and lows of a great orator. And I basically go to any church, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, no matter where I am. When I enter into my Father's house, thank my Father to feed me and to speak to me. With my sons come in my house, sometimes they say, hi, Mama, and go straight to the refrigerator because they know that what they need, if they need nourishment, I have it. I know that about my Creator. I know that about my Heavenly Father, that wherever he is, if I walk into his presence, my need will be supplied. And I have that expectation for him to speak to me and also to feed me, rhema, ruach, out of the heavens into my spirit.
So when one expects prayer, the person that has an authentic faith expectation of fulfillment of God's promises in prayer, they tend to pray more often. The less we expect God to really deliver on the goods of a prayer product, the less we often pray. Because Jesus spoke to that expectation. He said, look, if men being evil, let's compare this, men themselves who are evil, if their children have a high expectation of fulfillment when they ask them for a thing, how much more should our expectation be? And I found that when we don't have that expectation, it makes the prayer ineffective. And so This brings me to a tough question that I want to ask you, because you're a prayer general. What is it, you know, how do we manage unanswered prayer? You know, many people stop praying because they've prayed, they've asked, they've sought, but yet what they asked for did not get answered. What do we think of that? How are we supposed to manage the unanswered prayer?
Well, a lot of times we're asking for things that are not even in the will of God. I've even heard women pray and say, you know, God's going to give me somebody 6'5" with a six figures and
six pack.
I'm going to get a husband and he's got to be a bishop. He's got to get this and that. They're not even prepared for God to deliver that kind of human being to their lives. So we need to get real with God and find out what is the will of God, first of all, for our lives, and pray the will of God. It does not, he's not answering some prayer because it's not his will. And then there are some things that are his will, and we begin to petition God because God is not just not answering the prayer. He is preparing us for the answer.
And I find that to be true. I've taught my children, have a respect for unanswered prayer, because what we perceive to be unanswered usually has been answered, because God says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says not now, and sometimes he says never. But a lot of times as saints don't want to accept the answer to God's prayer. I don't think there is a prayer that has never been answered. And when we get this perspective, we can locate ourselves and begin to be more productive in our prayer life, because I believe prayer is an earth product. It's something that we do here on earth that heaven takes into itself and uses it to have an impact on the earth. I love what Dr. Miles Monroe says about prayer, that prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. When we begin to petition God and make requisitions, it puts God in a legal position to interfere in our situations and to bring forth provision and transformation and breakthroughs. God knows that we have need of these things, but God is a lawgiver. He's not like the devil. He's not a lawbreaker. So what he does, he has to do within the confines of his law. So when we ask God, if we go and ask God to grow money on trees, God's not going to, he'll use the paper that comes from the trees, but he's not going to violate the law unless there's a miracle that is needed. And so we as the saints got to understand and become master prayers, because it is our inheritance in the earth. It is the instrument that God gives us. And so when people come to you, Pat Allen, and ask you, why hasn't God answered my prayer? Your first answer was, look, let's examine, do we qualify?
That's right. Because then God will answer in ways oftentimes he's already answered it, and we've not paid attention to how he answered it. That's why I started out saying, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And see, anything that does not align itself for your life with heaven, it's not going to come to pass. It has to be a divine alignment and divine order, because God is a God who can hear, and he's a God who can answer prayer.
Amen. Amen. Wow. You know, who in scriptures is your greatest prayer models, the models and the champions in prayer that have really inspired you in your prayer life?
Oh, you know what? I love it, because David never made a move. He never went to a battle without inquiring with God. I love it how David submitted himself repeatedly, even through error, trial and error. He stayed in that place of covenant. Okay, God, it's me. I do it. You know, a lot of times people think God's not going to answer that prayer because they've made mistakes in their past. You know what? That is a lie. What God wants is you to confess your sins, to repent, and move forward.
So this is important for us as saints to understand, that when we approach God, we're not approaching the judge. We're approaching our Father. And the judge is looking for 100% accuracy and alignment with the law. But, you know, our judge happens to also be our Father. So he's looking for a way in to provide mercy. We just need to be seeking a agreement with what the Father has established as his standard. And I love that what you said about David, that he never did anything. And as we are going and as we are moving into this atmosphere of the new year, we need to make sure that we don't make a move without seeking the Lord.
Without inquiring of the Lord, Dr. Hobbs. Mm. This is what is so important. You see, faith, let me just say the word faith. When you talk to God, you speak by faith. Whoever would have thought that when Thomas Edison did this phone that someone would think that one day someone in New York could talk to someone in California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would ever thought that there would be cell phones and transmitters that will be microwaves? Because what they tapped into was a realm called the impossible that God wanted to bring about to mankind and cause it to become the possibilities. Mm. What he wants you to do in faith, act by faith, pray in faith, walk by faith, not by sight, expecting the impossible to come into the possibilities. The supernatural to overtake the natural.
Wow.
We must live and speak and pray in expectancy that the voice of God will always subdue the voice of man.
Prayer isn't just asking for a bunch of stuff. It's facilitating.
Oh, it's relationship. It's all about relationship. It's about adoration. You understand? My granddaughter, even yesterday, wanted the other granddaughter to come and spend the night. So she went to her uncle, my oldest son, and says, "Uncle Mario, please, can Taylor spend the night?" And then she turned her head to the side and smiled at him because she knew her relationship with her uncle was intimate enough that his heart would turn. And the Bible said the king's heart is in his hands. He can turn it any way he will. There's no one greater than God. No voice greater than the voice of God. No disease that is greater than the word Jesus. Nothing is greater. Nobody's greater. If we can tap into that intimacy and not fake it till we make it, but truly be in a passionate, loving relationship with our Father. The Word of God said he will withhold no good thing from us. Does that mean we're not going to go through? No. Does that mean that we won't be tested? No. But what it means is because of that level of intimacy, his heart is turned toward us.
Well, Pat, let's take a break right here and come back and talk to the saints about how to practically build a relational prayer life that has an effect not only on the individual doing the praying, but on the people that we should be praying for. Because prayer, as I said, is not about a bunch of asking. It is a communication mechanism. It is a relationship building instrument that God has given us to connect with him and to connect with the things that pertain to him. The Bible tells us it is the prayers of the saints that availeth much, the fervent prayers of the saints. So let's tap into God's wisdom as we come back and talk about the essentials of building a strategic prayer life that God will use to change the world that we're in and the world that is just yet to come.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and bold by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, Saints. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopps. Our vision here at Voice of Destiny is to empower you with the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. My guest today is Prayer General Reverend Pat Allen, the founder of Prayer Shield International. And we've been talking about a strategy for preparing for this atmosphere of this new year. And that strategy that we're talking about is prayer. Prayer that isn't just about asking God for a bunch of stuff, but it's an instrument that God has given us to relate to Him and an instrument God has given us to requisition provisions and resources and directions from the Heavenly Father. And to understand this, we've asked this prayer general to help us to develop a vision, a personal vision in our life for building a prayer like this uncommon, this unique, powerful, Amen. And transformative. Amen. And so what are the things, Reverend Pat Allen, that we can actually do to initiate the connection of prayer that God wants us to have as believers?
You know, Pastor Daniel, you know, one of the things I have to just say is that, you know, you go back to a courtship. You go back mm-hmm. when you see a man and a woman and when he's very attracted to her or she's very mm-hmm. attracted to him. See, God's attracted to us. We, no matter what we have done, you know, even if we have fallen by the wayside and the deepest, darkest gully, even if mm-hmm. we are drug addicts and alcoholics and whether mm-hmm. people are sexually addicted, people are addicted to everything, they have a passion, you understand, for mm-hmm. everything. Some people are addicted to their jobs and they have mm-hmm. an addiction to lying. Mm-hmm. Through all of that, God looks past through everything. And he's so attracted to us because the word of God says all souls are mine. But the soul that sinneth, it dies. And he's so attracted to us until nothing we do blocks that love that he has for our souls. And he will begin to woo us. And he will begin to draw us closer and closer to him. And the Bible even said that he's even drawn to those of a broken and a contrite spirit. So even if you feel like you tow up from the flow up, he's still attracted to you. He's still in love with you. He still desires you. And he is in a journey to woo you back through your own will to let you know that he has unconditional love for you. And there is nothing that he would not do to draw us back into that passionate, intimate relationship with our first love. You see, he was our first love. We came out of him. In other words, we came out of his womb. That's why he says in Isaiah, can a mother forget her sibling? If we can begin to see God as Father, that we came from his sperma, that we are forever attached to him because we have his DNA. We are created in his image. And through everything that we have attached ourselves to in this life, in this world, his arms are still open wide, waiting for us to come back to him, our first love. That relationship, that covenant, he will never break with mankind. Never. And he's waiting. People always say, I'm waiting on God. No, baby. God's waiting on you. And that relationship comes through surrendering, Dr. Hobb, through submitting to the almighty, loving God, our creator. And for us to get that desire again. I've known people who've been saved 25, 30, 40 years who no longer desire to talk to God anymore. They're so filled with hope deferred. They're so filled with disappointment because God didn't give them this or that or didn't do it this way or that way. Or maybe they've lost a loved one that they feel as if was an untimely occurrence. And I look all through the scriptures, and I've seen great kings raised up, and I've seen great kings fallen down. Even in today's society, I've seen pastors who had 20,000 members one day, 10 years later, could barely get 500 people. It doesn't matter about the numbers. What matters is our relationship with God. If we can just trust him by faith, if we can just believe his word by faith, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That much, that many people going on to glory don't even realize some of their prayers are being answered right now. Well, many of them do realize it, glory to God, because they're in that greater cloud of witness. But there are many who wanted to live to see it come to pass. But they didn't. But we're getting the opportunity to see grandchildren, nieces and nephews come into the kingdom of God and into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's all about relationship, Dr. Hobb. It's all about believing even though we do not see. It's all about trusting the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. For the just shall live by faith. I remember a great general, intercessor, and they're great general, they're great, great intercessors all around this world. And but this particular one wrote a book. And from the beginning of the book to the end, it was just so filled with everything was hunky-dory and rosy. I couldn't pass the first chapter because I know that to whom much is given, much is required. There is a lot of suffering that people don't want to pay the price to have the relationship. See, people think when you get married it's 50-50. Sometimes it's 75-25 for years and years. But do you love that person? Do you love God enough to trust him even though you may not see? Blessed is he who believes and has not seen. There's just a realm and a level of faith, a dispensation of the glory that we've got to enter in for the signs and wonders to enter in to this realm for the end of days.
Well, we're going to take a break right here, Pat, and let's come back in our last couple of minutes in the show and talk about Prayer Shield International. What's the vision God's given you for it and how it is that people can get involved with this great work of casting the net of intercessory prayer across the globe. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, Saints. If you tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I want to remind you that this gospel of Jesus Kingdom culture is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. And our guest today is Prayer General Reverend Pat Allen, who is not only an apostolic and prophetic ministry gift, but an incredible intercessor that has been trailblazing the country and the globe, mobilizing and equipping saints for prayer. We have only a couple of minutes, but Reverend Pat Allen, will you please tell us about Prayer Shield International and the vision God has given you and how our listeners can get connected with you?
My mailing address is P.O. Box 4503, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75106. Again, that's P.O. Box 4503, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75103. And our prayer line is 972-348-8050. And we take prayer calls 24 hours a day, and we will call back if that person leaves a number. But we certainly will, by all means, take it before the mercy seat and stand in agreement with God and his word for their miracle.
Praise God. And, of course, you guys can visit voiceofdestiny.org, where we'll have Reverend Pat Allen's bio information and how you can connect and call in an email or Facebook this ministry gift to connect with the great work of prayer that God's given you to do. Reverend Pat Allen, please let us know whatever we can do to help stand continually with your work, because we know that you're changing lives. But we have been so blessed by this conversation. We're going to ask you to stay for one more show. And, Saints, remember today is a great day, because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Live your life in this new year, not by default, but live it by God's design. God does have a plan for you. He does have a purpose for you that will not be thwarted. Yes. He's looking for a people that will say yes and amen, not only to his promises, but also to his plans. Have a great one. And remember, today is a great day, because it's the day the Lord made.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.